Welcome to episode 474 of 366 Web 2.0 Tools. Next week I'm going to be teaching simple harmonic motion to some students for the first time in quite a while. Simple harmonic motion is an aspect in physics or mathematics where you're looking at oscillations, so things that move back and forth about a central position. A pendulum's a good example, or imagine hanging a mass on a spring and pulling it down and let it bounce back up and down. Bit like a baby in one of those bouncy things that you hang from door frames. So simple harmonic motion describes that kind of motion. Now, in order to do that, you need to be able to talk about how the variables within it, that's the displacement from the middle position and the velocity of the object and the acceleration of the object, are all interrelated. So you need a graphical way of showing this. And I wanted to be able to draw the sine curve, which describes the motion of oscillating objects. But I wanted to be able to do it accurately, because to look at those interrelationships, you need to be able to see and take measurements from the sine curve in a very specific way. So I tried first of all using standard drawing packages, and you can get something that looks like a sine wave fairly easily, so long as you can draw Bezier curves. But beyond that, it's not accurate. So if you start to try to take measurements, they won't be related in the way that you need them to be. So I started to look around on the web for something that would help me draw a sine curve. And the first place I came across was the Desmos online graphing calculator. This allows you to draw functions of related variables. So it might be something as simple as just taking a measurement of the distance of a toy car as it travels along a bench with time. And you can plot that as a graph and get, as you would with just drawing it on graph paper. But crucially, because it's done online, you can save it. You can also display it in different places. You can export it as an image file if you want to do that. So I was able to get my sine curve drawn fairly quickly just by putting in an equation, a function. And immediately I got what I needed. I got a very accurately represented sine curve that I could pop onto a screen and then start to talk about the different places on this sine curve and relate them to, for example, the swing of a pendulum and its displacement away from the middle position. And then start to relate that, I thought, to the other variables, to velocity and acceleration. But then I needed some extra curves. Could I put them on top of the one that I'd already drawn? Well, the answer was fairly easily. It didn't take much to be able to do it. But to be able to relate one to the other, to be able to relate displacement to velocity or to acceleration, the mathematical relationship involves working out a gradient, so the slope of the curve at a particular point. Now, that foxed me for a while. In fact, I couldn't write a particular function to allow me to do that. And this is where the joy of things came in, because Desmos I think it's an open platform of some description, but those who use it are able to submit their functions through which you can search. So I started searching around for how to draw a gradient, and fairly rapidly came across the terminology that I needed to be able to put a gradient onto my graph. So I was able to do that old sort of computer hacker trick of using someone else's code and modifying it for your own purposes. So I found that a particularly helpful feature, the fact that there's a community of educators on there, all producing different types of graph and types of function that you're likely to need in your teaching. And it's a superb resource that you can go through. So I managed to get my functions in there, and I was able to pop the gradient onto the graph. But this is when Desmos became really useful, because It's interactive and it's dynamic. So just by dragging a point along the line, along the curve of the graph, all of the other points automatically updated. So if I moved the point on the graph to a particular position, I could quickly show what the relation, the other two variables, how they were related. Now, if you've got three variables, three lines on the graph, three gradients all being visible, then that can be incredibly complicated. So Desmos really helps you out here, because to the left of your graph frame, there's your working window. It's the place where you put all your functions or your data in order to generate the graph. But next to each of the different, each function appears in its own little panel. And there's an icon to the left of the panel that you can click, which is an on-off switch in effect. So you can turn on and turn off all of the different elements which are displayed on the graph very, very quickly. So you can make it as simple as you want and gradually build up the layers in order to be able to tell the story that you want to be able to explain. So I found that really, really useful. You've got all of the functionality that you'd want. You can vary the scales. You can add labels. You can have numbers on or not. Everything that you'd want to be able to do to display the graph. But there's more. If you're logged in, and you can log in with a Google account, or you can create your own Desmos account, you can obviously save all those and then refer back to them later. You can also share your graphs. You can share them with the community, but at its simplest level, you can just grab a URL to that graph. If you then share that with your class through whatever means you've got available, they can access a copy of that graph until they don't get your graph specifically. If they start working on it in any way, it doesn't change your base graph. It just changes the one on their screen. So you can provide a single link that they can interact with individually at their own screens or in pairs or groups or whatever without affecting each other. So they can start to undertake their own investigations. And if they've got their own accounts, save them in whatever state is necessary. You can also embed. You get an embed code. So you can pop a graph onto a particular web page or onto your VLE. And of course, as I said earlier, you can download an image if that's what you particularly need. So I started out just wanting to be able to draw a sine curve and then got a much, much more fully featured tool. I only scratched the surface of what you can do with the Desmos Graphing Calculator, and I'm sure the mathematicians amongst you would find it incredibly useful. I know I, as a physics teacher, certainly did.